While international leaders try to hammer out long-term approaches to climate change, county commissioners in South Florida can find themselves immersed in the issue, sometimes literally.
When there is coastal flooding as a result of king tide, such as what we had a couple weeks ago, I can tell you that I was up to my knees in the communities in my district.
That's Palm Beach County Commissioner Stephen Abrams. He was at a regional climate summit this week in Key West. He says South Florida's coastal communities cannot afford to wait for international consensus and solutions.
Ultimately, those solutions still have to be carried out and funded at the local level.
The Southeast Florida Climate Change Compact was formed in 2009. At this year's summit, a Compact 2.0 was introduced to guide the region's next steps in addressing the issue. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.